There's no real set blueprint with us, man. It's just whatever feels right, we do. We've created many a songs in different formulas. It's just,
yeah,
as long as the end product is correct, that's kind of,
yeah,
as long as we achieve that feeling, then there's no real blueprint to it.
Yeah.
Latifah is sick.
Yeah, shout out to Latifah.
Yeah. Yeah. Frenna.
Yeah.
Chief.
Yeah.
Dope Boy. There's loads, man. The list goes on. Like, I think they're all dope.
I don't know, man. I'm just a vibes, man, bro. I'll be honest with you.
Nah, we're vibes. Like,
I don't know.
Yeah.
You could be unknown. It's not about that. Like, it's just about the chemistry.
Yeah.
That's created in the studio or even before the studio.
We're still in the early stages of what we have to offer to this world, man.
Hey, what up, this game, man? Nando.
Hey, what's up? Yo, this is 50 Cent.
Hey, this is Rihanna Fernando.
Hey, yo, Fernando. What's up? DJ Khaled.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is J Balvin.
Nando Leaks. Okay?
Okay. Fernando. X is in that station for a reason, baby. All right?
Nando Leaks. Real talk.
Yo, what up? It's your boy, Fernando, a.k.a. Mr. Keep It Hot, Keep It Banging, Mr. Exclusive. And these guys, you remember what I started playing years ago on the radio? You told me like, yo, where they from? They're from West London, in the building. Western, make some noise for the boys right here in the podcast. Real talk, how you doing?
Good, bless, man, bro, good, man. Good, thank good, you for good. Having us here, man.
Welcome to Amsterdam.
Thank you, bro.
You've been seeing places, sightseeing already? Did people bring you to the legendary coffee shops and all those kind of places?
Yeah, no, obviously we've been here a few times, but
yeah.
Today we only got here yesterday, so...
Okay.
Pretty chilled since we've been here this time around, but yeah, we're familiar.
Okay. Yeah. And you already have friends out here as well, did you?
Yeah, we know a few people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you're going into the studio today with Henky Tay, so that'll be kind of...
That's
that'd
the plan.
Be dope.
That's the plan for sure, yeah.
Well, what's that connection with? Because it seems like there's a bigger connection with UK artists checking out a Dutch artist. Is that a thing that's been going on for a while, or is that something just recently coming about?
I think the culture is quite similar in terms of the music side anyway. So I think it was only a matter of time that was going to happen. And because Amsterdam is not that far from the UK, a lot of people from the UK come here anyway for pleasure purposes. So from a music side, I think like from festivals and stuff and just coming to each other's territories and understanding the culture, how similar it is, it was only a matter of time that artists from both territories started collaborating with each other, and it's only going to get better.
Yeah.
I kind of see it also like, you know, like in America, they got all of the different states and everyone links up in different states. I feel like Europe is kind of similar to that. I feel like if everyone embraces each other a bit more,
yeah,
we're on each other's doorstep. So it's not really, it's, I don't feel like there's much difference in terms of culture, too much. So I feel like it makes sense for everybody to link up because it's just like different states.
Yeah.
I feel like that. It's just different area codes.
And music connects. We were just talking about like how music is like magic. Like you cannot know someone and just listen to their music and just feel that connection.
Yeah.
Which Dutch artists do you guys like listen to in your free time? Like, what do you check out?
Latifah is sick.
Yeah, shout out to Latifah.
Yeah. Frenna.
Yeah.
Chief.
Yeah.
Dope Boy. There's loads, man. The list goes on. Like, I think they're all dope. It's mad that you could listen to something and not understand what they're saying sometimes and still have a connection with it spiritually because of how the melodies move you, how the sonics move you. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's a feeling. And I think it's also a factor that you, as an artist, that you take your roots along. Like a lot of times when you make music that makes your heart like beat hard and just moves, it would always resonate with people because we're all from the motherland at the end of the day. Mm. We're all from Mama Africa. Like, so if you take the roots, the beats, the rhythm, the vibe, the spirituality,
yeah.
will always connect worldwide because that's where it started. So to me, that's what always brings me back home.
Yeah.
I've never been to Africa. Gotta go, but it always, music brings me to 100%, Africa.
100%. Africa is beautiful.
Yeah.
You gotta go, man. Different kind of energy out there, man. It's just real raw and authentic. Like, it's just, yeah, it's just a real, real spiritual place.
And you guys also work with Fireboy, DMX. Whoa, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He blew up with Peru, like, out of here.
Yeah.
But how did you guys, like, connect with it? Was so it this, before that?
Yeah,
or?
So this is the thing. See how you're saying it comes back to music and kind of just connecting on a deeper one. Fireboy, I believe he's very musically gifted. It's not just like a phase or whatever. He actually, like, he really takes this music thing seriously. And we connected before Peru, and like, he's similar to us. In order for us to create a vibe, there's got to be some kind of chemistry. So we got on the phone, chopped it up, see if the vibes was correct, and then we created from that. So yeah, that was before Peru, and then that started blowing up the place.
Dope.
Yeah, so he's good peoples, man.
And are you gonna do that even more? Because you guys work with a lot of guys. Like, is that connection something that has to happen organic, or is that more the label saying, "Yo, you guys gotta link up with this and this artist"?
Nah, we've always been very hands on with everything, down to the music side, the business side, production, everything. So, like Louis said, in terms of collaborations, it always has to be organic, because I feel like if it's not like that, it never really connects properly how it's meant to.
Yeah.
So yeah, for the example, the Fireboy one, we just had a simple conversation with him on FaceTime. Before hearing any music, before talking about any business or anything, he just wanted to see what the connection was like. It was a matter of a conversation, and then after that, the rest is history. Be My Guest came from that. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Connection is everything, man. Mm-hmm. But how do you guys like connect in the studio? Because you guys go way back, and that it seems like it's very natural. Is that also how the studio process aligns?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's just there's no real set blueprint with us, man. It's just whatever feels right, we do. We've created many a songs in different formulas. It's just as long as the end product is correct, that's kind of as long as we achieve that feeling, then there's no real blueprint to it.
Yeah. And because you guys used to be by a major, and now you guys are like independent. Yeah. What's the main difference between the major? Because everybody wants to be, on one hand, on a major, you get the big push, you get this. And on the other hand, they want to be independent because that's where the money is. But then you got to invest more. What's the upside to a major and the downside?
I feel like the upside of the major is that they have the ambition and they want to see you win. I feel like sometimes when there's too much people in the pot, the division gets a bit blurred sometimes. Yeah. And I feel like the positive about being independent, you're very hands-on to everything. You have the direction that you want to go. You're very in control. And I'm not saying that we didn't have control with when we was with a major, but sometimes not everyone's on the same page and doesn't have the same drivers you to make things be executed properly. So being independent, you're responsible for your own actions. Everything is on you and you have to do everything yourself, which is a gift and a curse, but at least you know that anything that you do make, you're responsible for everything that you do. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, I feel like they have their good and bad things. It's just preference and down to the artist what they prefer to do and what lane they want to take. Because sometimes major works better for certain types of artists and independent works better for other artists. So,
and why does independent work more for you guys?
Like I said, we're more hands-on with everything. We're not like being developed by a major where they're creating our story or our journey. Like they're just kind of helping us execute the product to places that we may not be able to take it to by ourselves. As like you said, Into was like a big record.
Yeah.
I would definitely say the major that we was with definitely contributed to it getting to where it needed to be heard. We made the product and they just helped, you know, bring it to these places.
Yeah.
So I don't regret being with a major at that point of my life. So yeah.
It's a new phase.
I feel like Kylie was saying, I think it's each to their own. Whatever you think works best for you, depending on your work ethic. Because some people like to just create the music and just leave the rest to everybody else.
Yeah.
Some people like to be hands-on. For us personally, I feel like when we was with a major, it was kind of like going to college and understanding the game, making connections, meeting people, understanding how this works, that works. And then now we have the information to apply it ourselves. And for us, I feel like that works better for us personally.
Yeah. And Ghazi's dope, so.
Yeah, for sure.
He's a forward thinker, for sure.
Yeah.
And he has a whole infrastructure like locked down to a key. Mm-hmm. He knows how to get it out there. He knows how to connect the dots. Very important. And he's committed.
I think
it's very, very important to have people around you that are committed to doing the music 100%. And also executing it.
For sure. When we started doing distribution through Empire with Ghazi and stuff, just the fact that he's hands-on himself and jumped on the phone and like really like kind of went through things with us, it kind of showed us a commitment in terms of, this is deeper than a job. Because one thing I will say from my personal experience of majors, I feel like you have to remember it is a job and it ends at 5 o'clock.
Some people.
So at 5 o'clock, they're going home, they're switching off, they're going to live their life.
Yeah.
Which can work, but depending on what you want out of this thing, for me, and I don't know if I'll speak on behalf of everyone, but we need 24 hours. This is our life.
Yeah.
You know, so we need that same passion with whoever's on board.
I also believe that also stands for with management as well.
Mm.
You got to eat and sleep with me, man,
because I'm
hungry. Like, when I'm working, you should be working harder.
Facts.
When I'm sleeping, you should be awake, trying to wake me.
Yeah,
I believe, and because I'm so hands-on, sometimes I have problems letting go. I have trouble letting go because I'm always, like, in my mind, I'm like, okay, I got to do the radio show. Then I got to do the voiceover. But no, I got to build my podcast empire. I got to interview. I got to do, like, it's so much pressure you put on yourself.
Yeah.
What do you guys do to relax? Like, to take some space? I go to the movies. Got to see that Black Adam movie. I heard it's dope. So, but what do you guys do to just relax and unwind? Video game or?
I'm a gamer.
Okay.
So I like gaming. Any kind of fighting games or shooting games.
Mortal Kombat, you good with that one?
Mash Man Up.
Oh, me too, man.
Yeah.
Scorpion, get over here. Reminds me of my mother with a slipper. Get over here, boy.
Yeah, that's for me personally. That's like I wouldn't say it's an outlet, but it definitely just brings me back to, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
It calms you down. Are you also a gamer?
Nah, not at all. I'm a man that would go climb a mountain or...
What? Serious?
I'm a nature man still. I like being outdoors, camping.
Oh, shit.
Just, you know what I'm saying? Just... being one with Mother Earth, you know what I'm saying?
You're an adventurous guy. So he's a guy that goes in the water with sharks.
I don't know. I ain't done that.
In a cage.
You might call him one day. He's in a forest.
Yeah, I'm a...
Wow.
Yeah, I'm a man that likes to be around nature.
So. Is it something you grew up with or...?
Nah, not at all. But I think that's why I like it so much because it's just that... It's just like a... It's a peace of mind. It's tranquility, you know?
Yeah.
I just feel like a... We're all searching for peace, you know, whatever that be, through whatever outlet or whatever. For me, my peace comes from just being able to just sit down and just gather my thoughts, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like really just center myself and ground myself. And then also family as well, you know, that's important as well to us.
Yeah, family. We all always searching for, and I think we're also searching for happiness.
This is it.
Because on one hand, like you want to get your music out and nobody knows you and then you think, happiness is going to be there. Then you get your music out. Then you figure out it's a lot of business going around here.
People trying to
get away with this. So it's kind of hard to figure out where the happiness is. What makes you happy? He says like he goes to the woods and his family. What makes you happy besides gaming?
Yeah, it's definitely a family thing as well.
Yeah.
I just like to be. I'm kind of an introvert. So I enjoy my own company and within being that own company, like, I just like peace. I might switch off my phone.
Oh, serious?
It's annoying sometimes your phone's always ringing for like business reasons and da 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 da. That's another thing about being independent. You're in charge, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So people are going to be hitting you up as opposed
to... The phone's got to be on.
Phone's got to be on. That's why... Like you said earlier, you're scared of kind of letting go of certain roles. I'm kind of the same as well. So for me, I'll make sure that I'll do everything that I need to do. Yeah. And then once I do that, I'm out and I play my game, I chill, I watch my movies or whatever and just relax.
It's kind of funny, like we do so much to do extra stuff, but the most simple things make you happy.
Yeah, facts.
It's so strange, like we're like almost conditioned to, I want this, I want the house, I want this, I want freedom, financial freedom. And then when you have the money, you don't have the financial freedom because then you got the IRS up your ass, then you got people trying to take it from you, then you got people that become your family for no reason. Like, I'm your uncle. Remember when I used to give you milk when you were small? I don't know you. Like, woo! You get like, but it's so crazy. And the simple things make you happy. I always try to like talk in this podcast also about how to mellow out, like how to figure out what a true richness is. I believe that's emotional richness, but we're so conditioned by social media, Instagram fucks your mind up, man.
Word, man. 100 million%.
Whoa!
Our testimony to that. Do you know what is for me? I feel like life is about finding power. What gives you power? Because I believe your power is your life force, is what gives you willpower to keep pushing. I feel like when we die, it's because we lose willpower. You know, that's why some people live to 100 and whatever. Yeah. Some people only live to 8. I just feel like it's very much willpower on a molecular level. And I feel like when we put our power into things outside of ourselves, that's kind of where you mess yourself up, because if something goes wrong outside of yourself, now you're messed up.
Yeah.
So I feel like when you're trying to change the world all the time outside to make it better for you, that's the wrong way about going it. When you're trying to change yourself, then the world changes from that, and then everything's better. You know what I'm trying to say? It's just like being you're the boat, and you're on the sea. All of that water, it's about the boat not allowing it to mess up the inside. You know, so as long as you have the inside and your boat intact, then the outside's it's fine. It's all good. It doesn't really matter.
But it's so hard for young kids to be mentally strong. 100. I mean, growing up in a world where everybody wants to be perfect. Mm. Instagram only shows the perfect pictures, not the pictures with the crooked head or the teeth or the eye or the everything is like picture perfect. You see guys with six pack, and I'm like, maybe I gotta hang out longer in the gym or become more creative with Photoshop and like maybe line it up that way. I don't know. It's very confrontational. It's like nowadays you have like a friend of mine. He was like, yo, I don't want to let my girlfriend watch Instagram no more. I said, like, why? Because she want bags. What kind of bags? Louis Vuitton bags, and bags I can't pronounce. I'm like, what kind of bags? She look at the Birkin bag, and he's like looking at the price. He's like, I got to sell a kidney, man, to buy that. But that is also a thing, like when you start dating. Are you guys dating or are you already?
I'm not dating no more, but
But do you think about those stuff, like when you go on a date, like, okay, nah, I gotta get her back.
I don't think you should think about this.
Okay.
And I think if they're thinking about this stuff, they need to think about what you're doing.
You better run like Forrest Gump.
It's a bit unsteady still.
Yeah. Because that's crazy, man. But like, you have a song, Wonder Woman. What makes a Wonder Woman in your mind? Like, what makes a woman like, shit, I'm gonna put a ring on your finger.
You know what? For me, I think being down to earth, man, just and knowing themselves. When a woman knows who she is, I think that's real attractive, you know? Obviously, looks is nice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let's keep
we
it
can
real.
Buy that too.
Yeah. Especially in Amsterdam, you know, like, right? In terms of just being grounded and just kind of knowing what she wants from life and just on a search for betterment of herself, I think that's the most important thing. As long as the people are trying to be the best version of themselves, I think that's the most attractive thing for me.
Okay, and for you?
I second on everything you said.
Yeah,
100%.
A Wonder Woman. Yeah, man. Everybody's looking. Divorce is coming out, popping. Hey, I see a lot of people divorce. I'm like, if I get married, I'm telling the woman, we're doing this once. So you better be sure. If you say I do.
100%.
No, 100%. Because I don't, like 5-6 times I heard people getting married, 7 times are like there will be a moment where your parents or your family are going to tell you, we don't believe it. We're not coming anymore, man.
Nah, word.
You got to marry your shadow.
Yeah.
But you guys, like, you got a new mixtape. It took like 3 years to compile.
Yeah, like two years.
2 or 3 years, yeah.
But just over time, it wasn't like we were sat there for 2 years.
No, because you had Armageddon tracks in between. Yeah. Dope video.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Dope. Yeah. But is this like the project for now, or are you also setting us up for an album? Is a mixtape like in between an album? What's the...
There's definitely a lot more music coming. That's what I can say.
Okay.
A lot more visuals. Loads of Western newness coming still. So keep your eyes peeled and just enjoy. For now, just enjoy Western season 3.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm playing it on the radio. I got you guys. So right here, anybody touch me on the radio, you, Nando Leaks are popping it. So we going in. But you, I said earlier, you guys work with a lot of people. Who's on your wish list in terms of artists? Like, say, okay, I would love to see us work or connect with that artist, being domestic, UK, or international.
For me, yeah, I probably have a lot of artists that I'm a fan of. But like I said, it always has to come from the organic thing, because I might be a fan of you, we might not connect, you know what I'm saying? So, boy.
Top three.
Chronix.
Oh, yes.
Chronix is cold.
Yes. Very dope.
Yeah, Chronix. Who else?
I don't know, man. I'm just a vibes, man, bro. I'll be honest with you.
Nah, we're vibes.
You
could be unknown. It's not about that. Like, it's just about the chemistry that's created in the studio, or even before the studio, and whatever happens. You know what I'm saying? If it's good music, it's good music.
Central C is dope. I would like to see.
He's cold, and he's also from West London. Like,
yeah,
he was in the video in Remix, one of our old. You see him? He's in there. Yeah, he's been around for a while.
So maybe that's a logical maybe. Collaboration, because he's cold out here. That Doja Cat, that Doja song about Doja Cat that blew up so big that people that didn't even know about him was like, oh, I kind of like the song.
Yeah, mm.
And people's like bleeping out parts out of the song, but this guy is like a little phenomenal.
One thing I'll say about Central is he's putting a lot of graft, man. Like before this whole like everything blowing up now, like man, seen him put the groundwork in. Like I said, he was in the Into Remix video, but completely different person in terms of like where he was at mentally or whatever. I don't know what he was trying to create, but I've seen him really like go hand to hand with fans and create a solid fan base. So, you know, everyone's seen it look like it's overnight, but he's really put the groundwork in. Yeah.
I think a lot of people underestimate that from music, that they think when you have a hit, it comes naturally, but it's a lot of hard work.
100%.
You got to live it, breathe it. You got to connect with people and you got to stay creative. I mean, like, if you got to, because people don't know,
if
like,
you want to last as well.
You got to keep doing it. Yeah. The fun part is like when you got a hit, everybody's like, I love this song.
No.
Nobody knows that the artist thinking, okay, but how are we going to do this again? We're going to go bigger.
Yeah.
And the pressure doing stuff. But in terms of future plans, what plans do you guys have? Because you all like did music separately in way back. Are you guys going to do that some more? Or is it focus on Western? Are you guys going to do music, branch out? What are the things that we can foresee?
There's definitely going to be more Western music. There's going to be music from us individually too.
Cool.
We got a tour in January in the UK. Europe tour soon to be announced.
Dope.
Yeah, man. Probably want to go Africa again in December. And just get to work, man.
I feel like we're still in the early stages of what we have to offer to this world, man. Honestly, I feel like I'm very proud of what we have achieved, but like I feel like we have so much to offer, all of us.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, we're still in that third gear, man. Really.
Dope. Yeah. And today, the two of you, the three of you, for people to think of this Western is retreat, where's the third guy? Where's Akel? Where is he at? Is he?
He wasn't able to travel here.
Okay.
But
shout out to
he'll
him.
Be about very soon.
Shout out to him, man. Yeah, shout out to him. Dope guy, man.
Family.
So bless him. I want to thank you guys for coming to my podcast.
Thank you, man.
Whenever you guys are in Amsterdam, just link up. And I'm going to be in UK, I think, in January. I also want to do like a tour in the UK and interview all the artists.
Man.
Yeah. I'm going to come connect with you guys. Is there anything you want to say to the fans?
Yeah, it's Western season 3 out now. You know what I'm saying? When we do that European tour, please pull up. You know what I'm saying?
Catch
a vibe with us and appreciate everybody that's supporting and continues to support. Nothing but love. You know what I'm saying? We just keep it pushing.
Every time, man.
Thank you, my bro, for having us.
Good vibes, man. Yeah. You're checking it out, man. Only exclusive stuff. Mr. Nando Leaks, Mr. Keep It Hot, Keep It Banging. Ik heb je gezegd, alleen maar exclusieve dingen krijg je hier. Dus ik zeg je, volg het kanaal, deel het, subscribe. Push it, like it. Want hier gebeurt het. Internationale, nationale artiesten. We doen het allemaal. En mocht je zelf ideeën hebben wie je nog meer hier op de bank wil zien, bij mij in de podcast, laat het even weten. Reageer. En we keep the moves moving, man. Mr. Nando Leaks.
Everything
trust me.
He said. Everything he said.
Precies. Western in the building. You don't know.
Wow.